Residents and businesses along Charlotte's light rail blue line extension received some bad news this week. The 9-mile line from uptown to UNC Charlotte won't be opening in August as planned. It's been delayed until next March. Businesses and residents in the Noda neighborhood took the news especially hard as they saw August as the light at the end of a massive construction tunnel. Joe Kuhlman is the owner of the music venue The Evening Muse. The venue is located in the heart of Noda and the construction. He said it wasn't easy to hear about the delay.
I'm very frustrated. It's like Christmas and then being told, nope, it's going to be 7 months from now.
WFAE Sarah D'Elia spoke to Kuhlman and Hollis Nixon, the presidents of the Noda Neighborhood and Business Association, about the delay.
And so we're standing on the corner of East 36th Street and North Davidson. So we're like in the heart of it right now. Yeah, and we have to keep stopping because there are so many trucks going by. But to illustrate a point that there's so much construction going on, what has been the biggest problem you've had to overcome with all the construction?
You know, a lot of guests find it hard to park because, you know, obviously it's always been difficult to park. But having the light rail opening up on time was going to be a solution for a lot of that. I get a lot of people that are complaining that they don't want to come down here because their cars are getting, you know, dirty from truck traffic and all this, you know, and can't even get the roads clean sometimes and stuff. And so it's putting a damper on our business. I have it on our sheet now. We have to clean the front of the building, you know, every 10 days or so just so that it can kind of, you know, keep this dust down and dirt down. And, you know, but we still can't keep up with it. You know, it's just a lot. You know, my personal main focus is making sure that all these locally owned businesses continue to thrive and survive. Survive and then thrive. Because this district, it's made up of a lot of locally owned businesses. It's got to be, 95%, if not more, of locally owned,
sure.
You know, and people that live here. And so, to me, that's extremely important. That's a big hallmark to Noda, as well as, you know, a grander side to Charlotte.
How does it feel? I'm going to ask you both this question, but I'll start with you, Hollis. How do you feel just, like, walking around the neighborhood with all this construction and knowing that it's going to stick around longer? I mean, how does it weigh on you?
I mean, it's annoying. For sure, I think the biggest issue right now for me, having to drive into my own neighborhood and not being able to walk, is parking. And it's not just light rail construction. It's because of the light rail. That's what I don't think that people seem to understand. This is a compounded problem. It is light rail being delayed, as well as all of the new developments that are going on in the neighborhood that has caused a parking crisis. So if I am frustrated parking in my own neighborhood, I can't imagine that people who don't live in this neighborhood are going to make that much more of an extra effort to try to do so. That's what's frustrating to me.
I personally, you know, through my business, The Muse, it's even to the point where artists that are traveling through are like, hey, is that construction done yet? Because it's been here for 3 years. You know, GPS isn't updated to not send people down 36th Street. So
I can't get an Uber to my house properly.
Right.
Like they cannot figure out how to get to my house because of all the construction. I have to walk to North Tryon Street and then call the Uber in order to get to Noda, to my own neighborhood.
Yeah. So from your point of view, talking to all the local businesses, I mean, what are people concerned about with the extension of the construction?
Staying open is the biggest question that I have gotten, and this is since yesterday. So I really think the next Neighborhood and Business Association meeting is going to be telling. I think that's when a lot of the concerns will be publicly relayed. And I feel like there's more questions right now than there are answers, which typically is the case when big news hits, right? So we'll see.
That was WFAE Sarah D'Elia speaking with Joe Kuhlman, the owner of The Evening Muse, and Hollis Nixon, the president of the Noda Neighborhood and Business Association. The next neighborhood meeting is scheduled for Tuesday at The Evening Muse, and Katz will be there to provide an update to the neighborhood.